In a moment or two, we'll be speaking to Sarah Williams, who's the organiser of Wild Endurance. It's the Wilderness Society with their annual team walking event known as Wild Endurance. It'll be held in the Blue Mountains World Heritage Area on May the 2nd and 3rd. And you can either run or walk 50Ks or 100Ks while experiencing the stunning beauty and the scenery of the Blue Mountains, which is an absolutely beautiful area. In fact, I've got her on the line right now, so let's go there now. Hang on just a sec. We'll press a few buttons. Good morning, Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? How are you? Good?
Oh, very well, thank you.
That's good. Now, this is an event that's happening on the 2nd and 3rd of May, and it's to help out. It's called Wild Endurance. You want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, well, Wild Endurance is in its 8th year now, so it's a fundraiser for the Wilderness Society.
Mm-hmm.
We have around 150 teams that head up to the Blue Mountains the first weekend in May, so the 2nd and 3rd of May this year.
Mm-hmm.
The teams get together of between 2 or 3 people, up to 7 people in a team, and they walk, as you were saying earlier, either 50Ks or the big 100.
Wow, that'd be good.
Yeah, which is really amazing. And what I'd say about that is that this event is really for everybody.
Yeah.
So I did the 100Ks once, and prior to that, the furthest I'd ever done was the City to Surf, 14Ks, and I thought I was a complete champion for doing that. So it was completely out of my, ballpark. So if there's anyone listening who thinks, God, I could never do 100, I'm telling you, you probably can.
You probably wouldn't realise you were doing it, too, with the scenery you'd be looking at. You'd be so busy looking at that, you wouldn't be aware of how far you're going.
It's just exquisite. The event starts in a place called Dumfries Camp. Miles Dumfries was actually one of the earliest conservationists in Australia way back. And Dumfries is just kind of about 30, 40 minutes out of Blackheath down in the Megalong Valley.
Wow.
So it's just beautiful. It's World Heritage listed wilderness.
Yeah.
So this is a magical, magical moment when the event kicks off at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So the teams get up there on the Friday night. And they typically have their support crews, because if they're doing the 100, there's 4 checkpoints along the way. So they're doing legs of, on average, 20-25 Ks each. And then their crews meet them there. And there's, mums and dads and kids and friends. And it's a real buzz at the checkpoint.
I bet it is, yeah.
The crews are always there to give them food and support and fresh clothes and whatever.
Yeah. And it's open to the public, so anyone can go along, and particularly walking clubs, fitness clubs, community groups or corporate teams, or anyone that's just got it on their bucket list of things to do for their whatever.
That's exactly right. It's such a complete spectrum of people. So really, you have to be 18, and that's the minimum age, but 18 to 80 plus. And because it's a walking event, don't get me wrong, there are a few crazies that run it, which is amazing. I think the record is about 12 odd hours for 100Ks.
They try to run the whole, like, either 50 or 100Ks to sort of,
yeah, there's a few. I mean, look,
wow.
Probably 3 or 4% do actually run the whole way. But but for the most part, it's a walking event. So, and again, what I said about anyone can do it, because it's a walking event, most of it, I reckon 90% of it, is mental attitude. You're training with your friends or colleagues or networks for 2 or 3 months before the event, and that means you're getting out into nature every weekend, whatever training you might do in the week as normal, but going off and doing some lovely walks at the weekend and then having that sort of structure and agreement to get out there regularly. And we often hear that it becomes a family event and people are just training not just with their teams but with their kids or with their friends or with their colleagues. And so it's a beautiful way to kind of get yourself really fit, and not just physically fit, because I don't know about you, but for me, just being out in nature.
Oh, yeah.
Just something for your soul.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. I love getting out in the garden and everything like that. It's just great because I'm like trying to build a rainforest at my place, and I just love it. I just love all the palms and everything. It's just great. It's a really nice feeling. And this year, and it's a fundraising event too this year, so you've partnered with Science for Wildlife to track and save koalas from extinction. I didn't know that it was that dramatic with the koala situation.
That's the big dark secret of the Blue Mountains. Up until 70 years ago, there's been hardly any sighting at all of koalas in the Blue Mountains. And they're quite genetically diverse, that particular species of koala, so they're incredibly important to the whole, to all the koalas in Australia. So Dr. Kelly Lee at Science for Wildlife is doing this amazing tracking program where they've got these dogs that are specifically trained to sniff out where the koalas are, because they're so hard to find. They live in very dense areas, and obviously they can be very high up, very hard to spot. We're helping to fund both the training of the dogs for the tracking of the koalas and these amazing GPS collars that they can then put on the koalas to help track them. So it's incredibly important work. And, this year it's quite amazing that people will be walking through this extraordinary wilderness and really every step they take is a very important one towards helping protect the koala population in the Blue Mountains area.
Is there a reason that the population of the koalas in the Blue Mountains area has declined? Or?
Well, it's hard to say, but, through fires and through development and, there's all sorts of impacts.
Because I noticed
So what's important is that we can help boost that population, and also the research will help us understand more what's going on.
Yeah, that's a great idea with the GPS tracking, because even as silly as this sounds, even just knowing what a cat does at night or during the day, or that where they go and all that sort of thing, it's handy. They can do all that now with GPSs by putting them on their collars and that, can't they?
It's extraordinary. Yeah. It's extraordinary.
Yeah. Apparently, the state opposition leader, Luke Folley, is pledging to establish a koala national park on the New South Wales north coast if he's elected on the 28th of March.
Yes. Well, let's hope so. Keeping our fingers crossed for that.
Because I suppose you don't realise, too, that with, like all species, if one's extinct, it affects another species in a roundabout way, doesn't it? Many.
Absolutely. It's the entire ecosystem that's at stake. So... And, I think for the most of us, we sort of take, it's this national icon, koalas, for granted.
Yeah.
They are a threatened species. So, we really all need to be very aware of that and doing whatever we can to both support the government in making change.
Yeah.
But doing every little step that we can to help. So, I know there'll be people listening to the show today who will be thinking, maybe I can get a team together and take part in Wild Endurance.
It'd be a great team building thing for a workplace or something, wouldn't it?
It's a fantastic team building thing because it reminds me just of the kind of life that collectively we can make great change, and individually we are limited. When you go through an event like this, you feel that in your bones, because there are times, especially if you take on the 100, that you think, I can't take another step. And then, amazingly, you get a second wind or probably a third, fourth, fifth.
Yeah,
and
then
you're the one leading the pack.
Yeah.
And you're the one giving support to the one who's then really hitting the wall and feeling it.
Yeah.
And it can be very emotional. And you learn so much about yourself and about others and about coming together for what you believe in.
Yeah.
So people are, do this because they care about their health and their fitness. People do this because they care about nature and they want to get out in nature. And they do this because it's fun and they want to be with their friends and do something positive. And that's all great stuff. But you take on something big, there are inevitably challenges.
Yeah.
And it's the challenges that have you grow.
Yeah.
And when you do something like this, it doesn't just impact that amazing feeling at the end when you cross the line. It impacts your whole life.
Yeah, so it's a win-win situation, really, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's on May the 2nd and the 3rd, and so anyone that's interested in, they just get in contact with what's called Wild Endurance. So what, do we just get in contact with the Wilderness Society?
No, what you do, well, you can absolutely get in touch with Wilderness Society. Have a chat with me. I'm happy to talk to anyone about this. Happy to come to workplaces and give a little presentation, or to any community groups and do that. But get on the website, go to wildendurance.org.au, wildendurance.org.au, and that will have all the information there. You can contact me through there, or you can give the Sydney office a call if you'd rather speak to me. But all my details are on the website too, so
it's all
the website's the place to go.
So it's all the W's, wildendurance.org.au.
That's the one.
Terrific. Good on you, Sarah. Thanks for that.
And all the best. Thank you so much.
No worries. Pleasure. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye now.
Yeah, it'd be a great way to for a team-building thing with work. It'd be a lot of fun, and you get out there amongst the fresh air and the wildlife and all that sort of stuff, and you're helping to helping the koalas too, so it's good. So if you want to know more, just go to the website, which is all the W's, wildendurance.org.au, and you'll find out everything there. That was Sarah Williams, who's the organiser of Wild Endurance.